Okay, my friends, I believe that this sugya is great sikum sugya. This is going to close us up. This is going to like really wrap things up in Shnai Moichs and Metalis. So listen up, you got me? This is a big one here. This is where like everything comes together in this sugya. So the Gemara up until now is talking about the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, what's the halacha of the Mishnah? The first halacha of the Mishnah is? What's the din? We all know that now. But now we're going to get a qualification where someone says different than that. Here goes. This is the Mishnah. Says the Braisa. Sorry. Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marova. Bar Marova means that he was from Eretz Yisrael. Bimarova. Bimarova Amri. Zayin Amin Alf. Smack dab right in the middle of that Amin. You see that? Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Marova. Here goes. We got an extra chair over here. We got a chair over here. We got a chair back there. Tons of room.
Son of Marova.
What?
It says Mimahor. Here it says the son of Marova.
Yeah, interesting. What does it mean, Bar Marova? She says, Meretz Yisrael. Although sometimes it's people that they're like, they're Mamasha, you shall be eat. Just that. Some people, they just live in Israel. Some people, that's like, you know, it's who they are. To find them. Marova.
It's like Ben Toiro.
It's like Ben Toiro. Mamasha say, Mamasha Ben Toiro. You know the difference between a Ben Toiro and a Baal Aveiro? Some doesn't have Averos, they don't call him a Ben Aveiro. Person who's a Ben Toiro means that he, why is it called a Baal Toiro? It doesn't say Baal Toiro. It's called a Ben Toiro. What? But a Baal Aveiro, because an Aveiro you can divorce. A Baal can divorce his wife. You can get rid of your Averos. But Toiro becomes a part of you. It's a Ben Toiro, it transforms who you are. Becomes a shtick, a part of you. There is something that you happen to be involved in. Hopefully, you'll stop soon. Right? No, he knows from experience because he stopped already.
Oh, yeah.
Orange.
Okay, here goes. Tani Rav Tachliva Bar Ma'arova from Eretz Yisrael. Kamed Rav Avo Shnayim Adukim Betales. Two people who are aduk in a talis, which the Mepharshim say aduk means they're holding it stronger. They're like they're really holding on to it. Zeh noitel ad makom shi'ar magas. Zeh noitel makom shi'ar magas. Ve'ashar cholkin b'shofet. Everything else you split equally. So this is not the din of our Mishnah. The din of our Mishnah is what? Daniel. The din of our Mishnah is anyone. What? Yachloiku b'shvua. Over here, there's yachloiku, but it's only on the shah. Yeah.
What's the chesh of saying b'shvua?
Excellent question. Before she asked that question. Excellent question. I don't want to get into that right now. Great question. Okay. He's asking, why does it say cholken b'shvua? Every time it says cholken, it's 50-50. Our mission doesn't say cholken b'shvua, it says cholken b'shvua. Why is it cholken b'shvua? So I'll just give you a little bit of an idea. Over here, one of them's holding more of the talus than the other, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that would have affected the achlug. One's holding more, and he gets more. He gets more of what's in his hands. The rest, chokim mishavim. Just leave that up.
How's
more.
That fear? Does one make me stronger than the other?
Well, in general, we got a problem with that. In general, what would be if I walk over you, grab your sweater off of you, because, you know, I've been working out a lot recently, and then I walk to bed, and you're gonna be a mishavim, all right, it's a problem. It's a problem. Strength is a problem I have to deal with, but I don't have a real great answer to that. What?
How much after their hands he starts
hurting? Exactly right after their hands. Right after their hands. Right where their fingers. Achiyodo magas. After that, you split the rest equally.
Yeah, we said it doesn't make a difference how much they're holding.
That was holding. They're holding.
Doesn't make a difference how much they're holding.
Oh, no, it seems like not like that. This could be the Gemara's question. Our Mishnah seems to say Achloikum Bishvur regardless. Rabbi Tarev Techliva says, whatever you get, whatever you're holding, you get. Shar Cholkin.
Yeah.
Now, he wants to say something very interesting. Machvile Rav Avohu Ube Shavua. So, this is a very dramatic statement. I'll tell you why it's dramatic. Because the words Machvile Rav Avohu, it doesn't. Machvile Rav Avohu. What does it mean, Machvile?
Pointed.
Rashi says he pointed. Like, where did he point? I think it's in my clothes you're trying to where he pointed.
He pointed at that gets it in, no? That he's saying a new thing.
Where did he point at what? Where what?
Because he's saying Shmuel.
So he pointed at what?
Why couldn't he?
At the
Bezit.
Point at the Bezit?
At the Talis.
Umeshvua! Like that?
Wasn't that the best?
Whatever it is, it was very dramatic. He went at the best then?
No, the best he that he's
in. What'd you say?
So they pointed at the other guy.
At the other guy?
I swear, yeah.
The guy that
two of them. Me and both of them. Umeshvua! Like that? You did it?
Doesn't Kelvin.
I think something else. I don't know why. Like, what's he got a point for?
Maybe they're having conversations. Where I was like, oh, but what about the shoe? And then it have to be like, you're like,
why are you doing this? Like,
oh, what about
okay,
the
so let me tell you something. If it was just that, then the Gemara would not tell us. I don't know why the Gemara has to tell us about like that. It's like, so what are you doing for? Let me tell you a story about Rabbi Pinevsky. Awesome story. Oh, sorry, Rabbi Yosef. Another story is an awesome story. It's a legend. The legend goes, someone came to this. Now you'll understand a little bit more why you have to be very careful when you have a messiah. This story. Someone came to Rabbi El Yashiv and asked him if, like a twisty twi, you have to. Is it usher or mutter? He said usher.
Yes.
He said, well, no, Rabbi El Yashiv said twisty twi is usher. And then someone else came and said, Rabbi El Yashiv, a twisty twi is usher or mutter? He said mutter. They're like, what happened? So he said, the first one went like this, twice is usher. The second time went like this once. So it's mutter. So with Rabbi Yashiv, every movement made a difference. But so what's the machmir? What he just went, oh, mishwa, just like that. So we're recording that. Is there significance? So Rashi says different machmir, my friends. Rashi says, what did he do when he pointed? Yeah.
Well, think that the shul is strong enough, and all the shul is serious in itself.
For
so
sure.
Why do you care about pointing? I'm saying.
Yeah. What do we care about pointing? What's with the drama? I mean, I happen to like drama, but I wouldn't write it in a Gemara. It's just for fun, you know. Says Rashi. What does Machmile mean? Machmile, Marabes voice of Klape Milo. He went like this. Ubish Shavua! What's he pointing upward for? What's he pointing up?
The difference is a.
Shavua! What's the question? What do you mean?
You have Shua, which is more Khamer.
There is true. There's more shavuos, more chametz, and less chametz. So what's Rashi? So apparently he's telling us something about the shavua.
Okay.
So I think what I think it is, and this is what's important for you to understand what a shavua is. I don't know if I spoke to anyone. Is a shavua the rabbah? And you know what pointed out? It's important to know what a shavua is. What is a shavua? If someone, I want you to know this because I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you. Please do not say the word I swear ever again. Don't say the word I swear. Swear to me, you're never going to say it. No, don't do that. Don't say the word I swear. Don't say the word I promise. Don't say any of those things. What does it mean when a person says I swear? That's a shavua. What does it mean I swear? People say, I swear to you I would have killed him. It's like, do me a favor. Don't swear to me that, because that's a shavua sheker right there. And that's a big problem. So don't use the word swear. Shavua can be said in English, in French, in Hebrew, in any language. So you say the word swear, you just made a shavua. What is the definition of a shavua? What does a shavua mean? What does it mean to make a shavua? We think of it as just being like, I insist, or I'm serious. Shavua means something. The shavua means the following statement. Shavua means that what a person is saying is, the same way that God exists in this world, so too, this thing is true. So if I say to you, I swear to you that it was red, what I'm saying is, the same way God is true, the jelly bean was red. Now, what would it be if the jelly bean was green? Please do not answer that sentence. That's like it's a blasphemous thing to say. Because if the jelly bean's not red, then we don't, it's not even finished that sentence. So a shavua means you're talking about Hashem. Shavua is about Hashem. You're saying the same way that God is true, so too this statement is true. That's every shavua. Whether you say the word I swear to God or I don't say the word I swear to God, that's what every shavua is. Every shavua is a shavua b'Hashem. Some shavuas, the arises, we require you to actually say the word. You have to say the word Hashem. Other shavuas you don't have to say, but that's what you mean. Every shavua means that. Let's say a person says, I swear on my mother's grave. Is that admissible in court? What do you think?
No.
Because that's not the shavua you're looking for. What?
Let's see.
You beat what?
I can say that.
You can say, I believe, you can ask Rabbi Wiener, I believe you can say, I swear by my mother's grave. Because that is not, I mean, Baruch Hashem, your mother doesn't have a grave, so you're good. So this is not true. That's a way of saying something that is not true.
So
right.
If you swear,
that's just by a grave.
What?
Yosef swore, Chayvar.
Chayvar, yeah, yeah.
If you swear something that's clearly not true, then it's then it's not good. It's not like the shoe is not even hollow.
You mean shoe shuff?
Yeah, but
I'm explaining to you what you did. You did something that was like really, really bad. Shoe was not chal, but still you said those words. It says the entire world trembles. From Shavuot Shav. Why is the entire world trembling? Because you're talking about the creator of the world. You got to be careful when you say the word swear. Do not say the word I swear. Don't say that word.
Is there a story to say that maybe you just lost it from them because these days? Everyone just throws it
around. You could ask Rabbi, we know that question.
No one asked.
You could ask Rabbi that question. It could be a person, you could say Dvarm Shabbalay, it's Libo Balay Kolodom, he doesn't really mean it. Maybe ask Rabbi that question. But I'm just telling you what a person is doing. You're playing with fire. As far as I'm concerned, it's playing with fire. You could say, I give my word, you could do that. Say, if I could, I would swear to you. You could say that too. But say the word swear is in this question. Machler of Avo, but Shavu, he's pointing up and says, hey guys, Shavu, serious stuff going on over here. I guess that's why he's Machler. I'm going to suggest that maybe Machler means he did something else. We'll see why in a second. Okay, let's keep going. Says the Heiligi Gemore. Ubishvu. Taisis brings a different gears in the Gemara. Machvi Rabavo, v'hashar mishvua. V'hashar mishvua, what does that mean? Everything else has a shvua. What would hashar indicate? That there's clearly something that you're not making a shvua on. What are you making a shvua on? Only on? The shar. You're not? Holding. So Taisis, I don't like that gears. If someone had that gears. Nira Deloitar seen on v'hashar, says Taisis. You're making a shvua even on what's in what he's holding in his hand. Okay. This is Tosfos' opinion. So according to Tosfos, Shnaim Adukin Betalos, not Ochsa Betalos, Shnaim Adukin Betalos. What are you going to swear on? What are you going to swear on? Give me a one word. Everything. Everything. You swear on everything. On Masha Yoder Magas. And what's not Yoder not Magas?
Not according to what
he said. No, but Tosis changes the gear so. Tosis says Loigar Sinon. You're the Loigar Sinon Vashar. Tosis doesn't like the gear so Vashar. Says Tosis the Shavua is going to be on everything. Someone else has got a gear so you'll make a Shavua on the Shar. But Tosis himself. Shnaim Adukim Betalos, what do you swear on? Everything. Who is that other person? I don't believe it's such a mystery. I think it's the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rambam inside. I gave it the Marmar Kumi, so the Rambam. It's Rambam. Halacha Tes. Perek Tes. Halacha Tes. You don't have one? Don't worry. I'll read it for you. Hoyu Shnaim Adukim Betalos. Zerma Kulishali, Zerma Kulishali. Zen Noita Amokam Shiyonu Magas. Zen Noita Amokam Shiyonu Magas. Great, right? Vahashar. Cholkin b'shove achar shenishvoin. V'hashar cholkin b'shove. He didn't say shvoin. This is first mention of shvoin. Let's do it again. Do it again. How you shnayim adukim betalos? Do you know what tells us? Zeh amar kulishli, zeh amar kulishli. Zeh noy tal makom shiur magas, zeh noy tal makom shiur magas. V'hashar, what's left? Cholkin b'shove achar shenishvoin. The rest we will split equally after you swear.
Three different twice.
So two swerves. So two shvuos.
Two different differences in the front and after.
Why two shvuos? Why two shvuos?
You just said achar shvua.
That's it. The rest you will split after you swear.
But you have to swear on the shar also.
That's the shar. B'hashar cholken b'shava achar shenishmoyin on the shar. The shar you will split when you swear. So you swear only on the shar. We're going to figure it out. Hold on, let's first see what he says. We'll figure out why. And now the Rambam, this is the kicker. The Rambam finishes and says, "V'yesh l'kol echad legalgel al chaveroi shekol mashenotal kedin notal." Says the Rambam, if you desire to make him swear on everything, you can. With what mechanism? With what tool? Gilgal Shvua. Once I got you swearing on the Shar, I can make you swear on everything. That means even Yodah Magas. What is it clear from the Rambam? The Chiyuv Shvua that the man has is only on what? On the Shar. Do they have to swear on Mash Yodah Magas? No. Can I include that in the Shvua if I so desire? Yes. How? Gilgal Shua. But Gilgal can put it in.
What did he do wrong? Doesn't Gilgal Shua mean you have to do something wrong?
So, no, you don't have to do anything wrong. You have to have a Shua there presently. I got a Shua on the Shahr. The Shua on the Shahr is once you're making swearing about the Shahr, I could roll over in any Shua. Any Gilgal Shua is once there's a Chiyuv Shua, I could roll all this stuff in. So now there's a Chiyuv Shua on the Shahr, I'm going to roll on the rest. According to the Tosfos, there's no Gilgal Shua over here. The Shua is on what? According to Tosfos, everything. Everything.
In the Rambam, it states that the Shabbat Kohar is Zemar Kushli, but Zemar Kushli and our price we never had.
But that's Pashas the case, Zemar Kushli. Price doesn't even mention it, but we're assuming that's the case. We're assuming, you're right, right? It's an interesting point, doesn't mention it, but I'm assuming it's the case. Like, the price was. Okay.
So I like to asking, what does the Rambam do with the Tosfos Svar?
With Tosfos Svar, I'm going to say right now. Here it goes, my friends. Here it goes. We're going to wrap things up right here. What's the Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos? I have a Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. Okay? I'm going to speak about the Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. I'm going to say in two different versions, and they're really the same thing. You want version one or version two?
Two.
Oh, man. Fine. Two. Yes. As follows. I humbly suggest that the Rambam holds that the Shavua of our Mishnah, the way that it was constructed, doesn't fit with a case of Yodoy Magas. I humbly suggest with the following explanation. When a person is Shnayim Ochsim Matavos, right? And they walk into Beis Din. And Beis Din says, look, you know what? Split it. Shnayim, the regular case of our Mishnah. Would you think that the din of our Mishnah is a Chaluka Mitam Vadai or a Chaluka Mitam Safik? Let me explain to you what I mean. Beis Din something and say, well, we got no clue what to do over here. What do we do when we don't know what to do? Well, this, you know, one of the things is Maman Hamutal B'Safik. Chalkin could split it, I guess. That's just because we don't know what to do. Or we could say, two people holding on to a talis. Let me think for a second. Well, who's holding on to a talis is probably his, but the other guy's also holding on to a talis, probably his. It's probably both of theirs. Awesome, it's both of yours. Split it. Half is yours and half is yours. We're good. We figured it out. Mystery solved. Half is it chalukah mitam vadai or chalukah mitam safek? We speak about this enough?
Safek.
Not really. Hear this. Right? What's it? We're bringing it all together here. I'm bringing it all together. I think it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I'll show you where. Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Come on, guys, you can figure this one out. Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph tells us the chalukah of our Mishnah is a vadai. Tosfos says, Anansahadi Shukadach Yesh Loi, read that big word right there. Bevadai Hachetzi. Vadai, says Tosfos. Vadai half is his. Vadai half is his. So whatever I'm holding, even if I'm not physically having it in my hands, it's Shnayim Ochsim Matavos, like this, the Shavua is going to be. Each one has half. It's Chalukah Mitam Vadai. However, there's a fascinating Rashi, which, sorry we didn't get there. It's in the bottom of the Ches Amud Aleph. Take a look. The bottom line in Rashi. The first white line, I'm sorry. The last thin line. Havaleh. You see those words, Havaleh, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, last in line, right over here. Havaleh, got that? Last in line on the Amud, you got it? Havaleh, Mamon Hamutal B'Safek V'Cholkin B'Shvua Mishum Shelo Yehei Kol Echol Ha'elch B'Toykev Kiramin El Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Hashamin L'Reisha, that is our Mishnah. The Reisha of our Mishnah is Mamon Hamutal B'Safek Cholkin B'Shvua. Is Madai Karav Agoyin, Reb Osher Ha'eli Shmita, that Rashi learns the Shmuel our Mishnah is Maman Hamutal B'Safek. Tosfos didn't seem to learn that way. So we're going to start with like this, two. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say I'm holding this, and you're claiming it's yours. So is that also, am I going to get it because Maman Hamutal B'Safek, or am I going to get it because I'm holding it, therefore we're just going to assume it's mine? Holding it. Okay. So now, what I'm holding is mine. What's in between?
That's a suffix.
According to Rashi, that's a suffix. According to Tosfos, it's also a vadai. So according to Tosfos, there's no real difference between what I'm holding and what I'm not holding. Both of them are vadai. There's a vada. Again, Tosfos says, "Anan sadish kolach yeshlo bevada hachetzi." So there's a vadai in the entire Taos. We know, we got it. It's good. Half is yours and half is whatever you're holding is yours. The rest, half is his and half is his. So there's no difference between what you're holding and what you're not holding. They're the same. So if we put a shvua on you, even on what you're not holding, we're going to make the same shvua on what you're holding because they're all the same. It's all chalukah mitam vadai. However, if you understand that what I'm not holding is a suffix, but what I am holding is a vadai, so the shvua of our Mishnah says Rashi, I read it again, is maman hamutal v'suffik chokim v'shvua. It's exclusive for maman hamutal v'suffik. What's in his hand? Do we have a suffik about what's in his hand? No. So therefore, there's no shvua on that. There can't be a shvua on that. The shvua of our Mishnah is maman hamutal v'suffik chokim. There's only a suffik on the shahr. The shahr is a suffik. The shahr is a shvua. What's in his hand? That's not included in the shvua of our Mishnah. Tosfos learns the Shvua Mishnah, even though it's Momen, not Motul Vesavik, it's Vadai. So it doesn't make a difference. What's the Shahr or what's in his hands? It's all the same. We're Vadai by both of them. Make a Shvua, who cares? But Rashi understands, no. What's not in his hands is a Suffolk. And that's the Takan of our Mishnah. Momen HaMotul Vesavik.
What's in his hand doesn't make a difference.
So you have a question on what the Shvua. That's very good. You're asking a good question. Misvara, why should it make a difference? That's the Russia's kasha. I don't want to deal with that right now. Excellent kasha.
Whatever they're swearing, the suffix, they're both going to be made in shvua.
What?
There's definitely going to be a shvua shav, right?
No. Eimet Torayim added that more. Doesn't have to be a shvua shav. Maybe they both picked up at the same time. Doesn't have to be a shvua shav.
Even the suffix? Even the part of the suffix?
Yes. No.
This is no.
Let me say it now in a different sukkah. It's the same thing, and I'm going to try to wrap this together, my friends. Here goes. Is the Shavuah of our Mishnah?
That's why they can pick it up together. Who cares how much they're holding?
Like what?
Who cares how much they're holding? Maybe you said that they picked it up together. So if you picked it up together, who cares how
much they're holding? No, because maybe I picked up part with Kinyan. It's a good question. You have to deal with it more later. Picked up part with Kinyan and then picked up the rest. It's a good question, but there's an answer to that question. Okay? It's a little complicated. Here it goes. Ready? The Shavuah of our Mishnah, is the Shavuah Hanoitlin or is the Shavuah Haniftarin? You might say, what's the difference? I'll tell you the difference. Is the Shavuah Hanoitlin or is the Shavuah Haniftarin? It's two different terminologies for a shvua. One is a shvua on something that I'm taking, and the other one is a shvua on something that I'm remaining with. Niftar means I don't want to give it up. I don't want to release it. What is the shvua of our Mishnah? Shvua's hanoitlin or shvua's haniftar? In other words, all shvua d'oraisas, great, all shvua d'oraisas are shvua's haniftar. For example, a person's point of a mikzas. Who's the one who swears? The person who wants to take the money or the person who's denying that he has to give it? Who swears? Moedah b'miktsas. The one who's denying. I was moedah b'miktsas. I swear that I don't owe you more. We're arguing, and Erechad says that I'm right. The person that is denying to give the money, all shvud yiraisas are shvud haniftar. There are certain shvud derabbanos are shvud hanoitlin. Is the shvud of our Mishnah shvud hanoitlin or shvud haniftar?
Haniftar.
Oh, shvud haniftar. Machleik. It's Rashi and Tosfos. Mefurash and Rishayim. Rashi says not 100% Mefurash, but in some Mishnah it's Mefurash. I'll show you where it's Mefurash in the Rambam. Beautiful. The Rambam before, Rambam Al-Khaches. The Rambam Soma, the Shavuah of our Mishnah, says the Rambam, the first one in the line, Mikan atolomeid, lechol ha-mishboin, litoil, bein Shavuah kalo, bein Shavuah chamura, sheinu nishba ha-mashe toyin, ela ha-mashe noisel. From this halacha here, I have proven, says the Rambam, from here we will learn that every person who makes a shvuah is hanoitlin. He only swears on what he gets and not on what he claims. The Rambam is telling us a law, a rule, and shvuah is hanoitlin. Now, why is the Rambam telling us a law and shvuah is hanoitlin in our Mishnah? What is our Mishnah to shvuah is hanoitlin? What is it? Obviously, what do we see from here? Shvuah, our Mishnah is shvuah is hanoitlin. Because that's why the Rambam is talking about it. Our Mishnah says, Mikana talam in the kol, nishba li toil. Got it? Okay. Rabbi Goyen, Rabbi Meir Stern, Shlita, or Shiva Pesek, so sign the Zul Kishtak, as Medai from Toysis. Toysis
holds the Shuva Mishnah, the Shuva Haniftar.
Why? I mean, I won't get into all the details, but Toysis does not include the Shuva of our Mishnah in the list of Shuva's Hanoitman. It's not included in the list. Says Rav Meir Stern, it must be. It's a Shavuos HaNiftar. So Tosfos says Shavuos HaNiftar. And the Rambam is Shavuos HaNiftar. Now, if I'm holding on to this, and I have to swear to keep it, what would you call that?
Keeping
it. Niftarin. For sure, Niftarin. Right? So now, according to the Rambam, the Shavuos of our Mishnah is the Shavuos HaNoitlin. Does this fit with Shavuos HaNoitlin? This that I'm holding?
No.
No, it can't be a Shavuos HaNoitlin. So if the Shavuos of our Mishnah is a Shavuos HaNoitlin, I can't swear on this. It's not part of the Shavuos. It's not the framework of the Shavuos. The Shavuos of our Mishnah is Shavuos HaNoitlin. That would be on this. But Tosfos holds that the Shavuos of our Mishnah is Shavuos HaNiftarim. So can this be a Shavuos HaNiftarim? Yes. If this is all Shavuos HaNiftarim. So why does Tosfos call Shavuos HaNiftarim and the Rambam call Shavuos HaNoitlin? Let me explain. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. According to Tosfos, when you see two people holding this, what do we say?
Vaday
means it's mine. So I'm swearing to keep what's mine. It's mine. That's why he says that it's mine. I am a Natsari Vaday Achetzi. So what I'm swearing on, I'm Niftar. That's why Tosfos holds the Shavuos HaNiftarim. But you don't like the Rambam, the Shavuos of the Mishnah is a Shavuos Safek. We don't know whose it is. I don't know if it's yours or if it's his. You want to take it? You're not holding it. You want to take it? Okay, you have to make a Shavuos. That's a Shavuos HaNoitlin. So this all really fits together. I'm showing you that there's two different ways of understanding our Mishnah. Okay. Our Mishnah, we have a situation. Shnayim Lechus Natalos. What's up? According to the Rambam and Rashi, Bezin is confused. Bezin doesn't know what's up. Bezin says, okay, just split it. You're going to have to make a Shavuos.
The Mishnah
so
is
you
got
to take it with the Shavuos. And the Shavuos Mishnah is, according to the Rambam and Rashi, is a Shavuos HaNoitlin. Shavuos means I'm suffering. We don't know what to do, therefore split. Rambam and Rashi. And therefore, anything that's going to be more of a Vadai, anything that's going to be Shavuos HaNiftarim, will not fit into our Mishnah. Therefore, the only thing you can swear on is the Shar. Shar Volkin Mishvor. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, no. We've best figured it out. Shlomo Zalman tells us, we got it. Half is yours and half is yours. So why are you swearing? It's Shavuos HaNiftarim. It's just the Shavuos HaNiftarim. You're right. You're going to get half. You deserve half. We see half as yours. Shavuos HaNiftarim. So if that's the Shavuos, so then even what you're holding in your hand, we can also make you make a Shavuos. That's fine. Because it's a Chul Mitam Vadai, so what you're holding in is Vadai yours. It's all good. Make that Shavuos. And that's Machlokes. So what I'd like to suggest is, according to the Rambam, you want to help me out here for a second? Machil Rabavoh u'bishvua. Rabavoh is pointing to the middle, making sure over here. He doesn't just say u'bishvua, he says b'shvua. Shvua what? What does Tosfos hold the Shvua is on?
Everything.
What is the Rambam hold the Shvua is on?
Only
u'bishvua. He points to what the Shavuos is on. According to what we said, he's pointing to what the Shavuos is about. Shavuos is Bashem. But it could be saying the Shavuos is on that thing over there. There, Shavuos.
Why do you have to say that?
Why?
What else would it be?
Okay, my friends. These are my thoughts.